You got a little Ouija with Paddy Power on this one, then?
Yeah, mate. Big man to score any time. I'm backing him.
And it looks like it's the big man who's coming off.
Oh, he's going to struggle to score from the bench, pal.
Oh. Fear not, punter, because with Paddy Power's super sub, your bet carries over to the player coming on.
Y'all ready for this?
So now, all subs are super. Paddy Power. Football, you gotta love it. Valid on selected leagues and markets only. Pre-match and in-play bets on qualifying player outcome selections only. T's and C's and exclusions apply. 18+. BeGambleAware.org.
Hello again. As we rattle through Punchestown week and head first into the Guineas weekend, we go here in the From the Horse's Mouth. I have Ruby Walsh. I have Rory De Largy. We're looking at a fabulous Friday. Is it still Ladies' Day? Are we allowed to call them Ladies' Days anymore? Ruby, yes, it is. I'm getting furious nods from Ruby. That means you will be dressed in your finery on Friday, hoping to win a prize or two.
Fair kind and all, big jet.
Yes, umpa lumpa it up, Ruby. I love to see it. So Friday, Ladies' Day, often very, very busy at Punchestown. Hopefully the weather holds and we get a nice start to a bank holiday weekend. Bank holiday weekend here in Ireland. Roy's like, I don't think you guys have a bank holiday this weekend, do you? I think you're later in May, you weirdos.
Well, there's traditionally two.
Well, you've two.
I never pay attention to when the bank holidays are because it's all the same for me. Just more racing.
Yeah, well, bank holiday racing in the UK is always garbage. So, Redcar. It's always Redcar. And Cartmel, which isn't too bad. As ever, keep an eye out on paddypower.com for extra place races, as well as Paddy Power Racing YouTube. Nice little preview from Ruby, Rich Ritchie and Paddy Power looking back, at Punchestown, Jackadam size in Europe, and Coney Gree. I noted as well in that little race they were talking about. But also, watch out. Pop into a Paddy Power shop for a free tenner bet on the action of Punchestown every day this week. Right, we're going to focus on Friday's action. And then we'll have a separate pod for the weekend action as well. Actually, might have two. I think it's going to be the most podded week of all time. Race number one at Punchestown on Friday is the Stanley Asphalt Hunter Chase for the Bishop's Court Cup. It is the Farmers Race. I'm not going to get a selection from either because I know you don't have them. But Rory, tell us what happened last year when we talked about this race, because it is quite interesting.
Well, I only mentioned the race last year because I wanted to have a bit of a rant about the spelling of Father Gilligan's Voyage. Gilligan's Voyage has been squeezed into one word so that he get it into 18 characters, but they've left the A out of Voyage, and now it's only 17 characters anyway. So I had a bit of a rant about that last year, and of course he went and won the race at a massive price. And a couple of people listening to the pod sent me a message saying, "Well, thanks for that. I had a few bob on that." And I was like, I wasn't putting it up as a tit. I was just complaining about the spelling. So if he wins again, you're very welcome.
I don't know if we should take that as a compliment or like that people are listening or that they're not really listening. They're kind of hearing.
Yeah, well, they're listening to the names of horses, but not necessarily what you're saying about them. Yeah.
Well, Purple Monkey Dishwasher's got a great chance at Redcar on Wednesday. Let's see if that works. See if anyone tries to find that horse. That's the Farmer's Race. We're not gonna try to. He does run again, Father Gillen's Voyage. Same jockey, Pat Taff, 25-1 last year. Can he do it again? Sure, why not? We're going to kick off with the Novice Handicap Chase, which Willie Mullins always wins with a classy novice. So Ruby, straight to you. Mr. Policeman will top the weight. This is a race. If there's a race where I back a top weight every year, it's this one, because this one always wins.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say always wins, PK, but it's a race with a great record for horses high up in the weights anyway. And Mr. Policeman stepping up in trip. Look, Willie hoped early in the year he might be an archetype horse. He obviously didn't fulfill that, but he won over 2-2 at Thurles on his last start when he was long odds on. He's in here off a mark of 149. He has plenty of weight in his back. Tactical move. His form looks strong too after being second to Spillane's Tower at Fairyhouse on his last start with Blood Destiny behind him. So, I mean, by Friday, that form could be even hotter than Mr. Policeman's. And you've a couple in there as well, but the one that probably catches the eye a little bit off a mark of 137 is definitely Percival de Galois. Who was well fancied in the Leopardstown Chase, where he fell behind Hartwood, who was coming with his chance going to the last fence. I think that was him on the outside that fell, if memory serves me right. And that form looks pretty solid. Hartwood ran really well in the Grade 1 novice at Aintree behind, and all the way you're thinking. So Percival de Galois could take a bit of beating here.
All right, Percival de Galois in the JP Silks for Ruby. Rory?
Yeah, I couldn't disagree with that. He looks really... He's got up 2 pounds for that. He would have shown massively improved form. He would have improved a stone of what he'd done prior to that. And his best form over hurdles came on better ground as well. So he's been running on heavy, soft and heavy ground all season. He's liable to improve. He's been given plenty of time to get over that. Missed the other spring festivals. He looks thrown in. And it's just a case of what kind of price you can get before I think, you know, there will be a bit of a stampede for him when the prices come out for this race. So that's one to watch when you see the prices begin to appear. Whatever price he is probably going to be value compared to what the price he goes off at. You do have to bear in mind that his jumping has been hit and miss all season over fences. He actually jumped, I thought he jumped the fence perfectly okay at Leverstein, and he just couldn't get his landing gear out and came down. But obviously he's fallen twice from four starts over fences. He made mistakes when well beaten at Ferry House in the Drinmoor as well. So his jumping is a concern. He's probably not one to be back in each way. I think you back and win only and take your chances.
All right. Two votes for Percival Le Gallois. No to producer Mark. Get this podcast out before the prizes appear. There you go. And we can all make hay. Hopefully he opens a nice prize too, but those colours probably won't. On to the first of the graded races, the Mayor's Chase Grade 2, 2.5 miles. We're looking at Allegory de Vassy here as the likely favourite with Brides. Well, actually, I say likely favourite. There won't be a huge amount between them potentially. Brides Hill. And we know Rory's a big fan of her. Insty or Onsty for Willie. Danny Mullins rides probably third, 3-1 or thereabouts. And then double figure odds the rest. So Rory, you've been a fan of Brides Hill through the season. Is she going to get a big one here?
Yeah, she came out of Cheltenham at the last minute, which is a bit of a shame for my anti-post position on her. But yeah, she's improved this season. She was very impressive when she won at Huntingdon. That wasn't the strongest race in the world. Her best effort was winning a handicap at Ferry House. On her previous start, she'll be at least as happy on this sort of ground. You know, we talked about her in that Andy Post show about how she's taken a little bit of time to get her confidence jumping fences. When she fell at Perth this time last year, it was a bizarre mistake. Last season, she sometimes just completely lost her mind looking at a fence. And I don't know, she just jumps, takes off vertically and doesn't go forward at all in that, or almost sideways. She did well to get up from that the way she went, but she used to occasionally just take off hopefully at a fence. Her jumping has been a lot better this season, so I'd be hopeful that she can build on what she's shown. Allegory de Vassy was behind Anthony in this race last year with no excuses, and she's just not the strongest of finishers, is she? She's got a lot of class, but she tends to travel a bit more strongly in her races than she finishes. And I can see her being vulnerable again. Hopefully Brides Hill can get it done. But I wouldn't put you off Anstey either to confirm the form from last year, even though she was beaten in that same Perth race that Brides Hill ran in last season.
Ruby, you're taking the mare's chase.
Yeah, I would think there was an excuse for Allegory de Vassy last year. She came back from Cheltenham. We probably pulled her out too quick and ran her at Ferry House. And I think that had left its mark on her when she came to Punchestown. This year she skipped Ferry House and been given time to freshen up. I don't think, even though she's won on heavy ground a couple of times, that's really her forte. I think she'd be a better mare on a drier surface. I just don't think we got her spring campaign right last year. And whereas Onsty skipped Cheltenham last year, went to Ferry House fresher and came here a fresher mare, Allegory de Vassy didn't. So I can see them twisting around again. And I actually think Allegory de Vassy could even turn over Brides Hill.
Okay, so Allegory de Vassy for Ruby, Brides Hill for Rory in the Mayor's Chase. On to the Hunter Chase, and we can call it the Hunter Chase, can't we? Yeah, we can. The Champion Hunter Chase. Some of the regular operators at this sort of level, including It's on the Line, who's going to do, or going to try and do, what so many have tried, run at the Cheltenham, Aintree, and can we call this the Fox Hunters anyway? The Punchestown Big Hunter Chase. Didn't obviously win at Cheltenham, but did win the Fox Hunters and likely to make the market. You've got the likes of Royal Rendezvous, interesting, on debut for Caroline McCalden, ex-Willie Mullins. Sam Crow is there, Vossalay is there, and Billaway is there as well. So Ruby, I'll go to you. Royal Rendezvous is a good horse for Willie. Didn't he win a Galway Plate, did he?
Did he win a Galway Plate? Oh, he definitely won here at the Punchestown Festival a couple of times. Not sure he won a Galway Plate. But yeah, look, I just think 3 miles always stretched Royal Rendezvous. And I'd be slightly worried about him and the distance. I'm sure he's been running away in Hunter Chase. The point of points, he ran and won, he finished fourth. But yeah, 2.5 always seemed to be his trip PK. So I would be slightly worried about him staying. I do think It's on the Line is the one to win. But I think it's a big field for a Hunter Chase. He did win a Galway Plate. You were right. Easy game was second. Thanks, producer Mark. But
someone who said it.
What's that?
I was the one who said it. Don't mind him. He's got Google.
He just confirmed it. But I'm going to go each way on the old-timer, Dillaway. I rode him work the other morning. He's had two runs this year, and he just shaped like a horse that has improved for his couple of starts. And I think you could see a more improved performance from Dillaway on Friday evening. And I think each way, I think he could be an all right price too after finishing a pretty remote fifth at Cheltenham. So beaten well over 12 lengths. So I'm going to chance Dillaway each way.
You can call a few names, a character, that sort of thing. Is he getting wiser in his old age? Is he okay now?
I'd say he was born pretty wise, PK. But no, I just think he's in good nick. He's getting a bit older. He's taking a couple of runs to get him fully tuned up, and I'd say he's spot on now.
All right, Bill away for Ruby. Any angle into 100 chase, Rory?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, it's on the line is going to be a solid favourite here. Royal Rendezvous, to look at the ratings for this in time form, is £21 clear on the ratings. But he's had a run already for New Connections in a point-to-point. He was last of four, beaten 70-odd lengths at Port Rush. That was on heavy ground and over a stiff enough 3 miles, which clearly wouldn't have suited him. But you'd struggle to see him finding his best form here. He'll be happier coming back to Punchestown, but I think he'd be an outsider for this race based on that showing. I was behind Winged Leader. It was a good race for a four-runner open. JBY, who's in this race, was second in it, well clear of him. So, as I said, it'd be difficult to see him bouncing back. But I liked, again, we've got no prices, so I don't know what kind of edge you're getting here. I see Lifetime Ambition running a massive race here. Likes Punchestown. He's run two very good races at the Punchestown Festival, bouncing, showing his very best form as a novice here when winning, and then bouncing right back to his best when second to Capitano in a Grade One a couple of years ago. Didn't run here last year after going for the Grand National at Aintree, and he's now with Pat Doyle. I thought he won a 100 chase at Cork over 2.5 for New Connections after a break last time. He'd been, I think he probably had a point-to-point outing before that as well, but he just goes well here. He was never a horse I trusted implicitly through the season when Jesse Harrington had him. He tended to go well fresh, and he tended to sort of, you know, save his form. He sort of disappeared into a shell a little bit in the winter months. Didn't always show his best form when it was miserable outside, but he tended to run well with a bit of sun on his back as well. So I can see him bouncing back to very good form, and based on what he was showing in handicaps a season or two ago, he could be thrown in here on his old form. I'd give him a big chance.
Okay, Lifetime Ambition. I was just looking at his last four runs at Punchestown, albeit, you know, a couple of years ago, but beat in a conditions hurdle a horse called Fast or Slow by 12 lengths. That's all right. Then was beaten by Bob Olinger, long way, second to Capitano, and his last run at Punchestown was third to Galloping Deschamps. Yeah, it's got some good form, okay. Punchestown. You're right, Lifetime Ambition. It's not bad.
Here at Paddy Power, we want our gambling to be fun and encourage our customers to bet responsibly. That's why we offer a number of tools to help you stay in control, including the ability to set deposit limits, get reminders after a certain amount of time playing, and to take breaks. For more information, visit responsiblegaming.paddypower.com. 18 plus, begambleaware.org.
Right, that was the 100 chase. On to the Champion Hurdle. Four runners. You might get a place with Colonel Mustard here. Right, so State Man's going to be red hot favourite, and he will win Ruby Walsh. We're constantly hearing it that he doesn't seem to get the credit he deserves. I guess he is getting the credit he deserves because he keeps on winning. We keep on talking about it, but he's just not flashy. I guess that's the issue.
No, he just does what he has to do, and that's what he'll do again on Friday afternoon, PK. The only bet for him is to win under whatever the spread is on the distance, because that's what he does. He doesn't win by far. I think he won a maiden hurdle 7 lengths. After that, every race has been 5 and under. That's just what he does. He'll arrive going to the last, and he'll win by a couple of lengths. He doesn't sprint away and blow races apart, but that's also why he's lasting as long as he's lasting and why he could last for a long time yet. And he's unopposable. But if you are into distance betting, I'd be going on under rather than over.
There you go, State Man on the distance, but go under Paul Townend on board. Colonel Mustard, why not, Rory? Are you going to throw it in there again?
No. Okay. I mean, listen, he's he wasn't beaten. He's only beaten 9 lengths in this last year. And you'll always get him running his race, but running his race only sees him finishing third, maybe, you know, fourth. I mean, maybe he was behind Sir Gerhard as a novice a couple of seasons ago as well. And the only reason you'd fancy him to finish in front of Sir Gerhard is that horse had a pretty hard race at Sandown at the weekend and has turned out quickly. And Colonel Mustard more of a two-miler these days than Sir Gerhard is. So he could end up being beaten 4 lengths into third and run the race of his life. But, you know, the angle I had with Colonel Mustard in the champion hurdle was we were going to have a 5-runner race. You were getting paid for 3 places at 100-1. Why not have a swing? And he ran very well in the champion hurdle. It wasn't an end-to-end gallop, which didn't really suit him. He got outpaced coming down the hill. He's actually finished off very strongly from the last, and he was sort of right with them at the top of the hill. But the line came about 100 yards too soon for him to make it into the frame. He is what he is, but I'm not gonna wind you up by suggesting he's going to turn these over.
Not winding me
much up. As I'd love it. I mean, when he does turn them over, I will be onto you straight away, obviously. But
well, you're still behind unless he wins at 50-1. Right. That, so look, no angle there.
Which way betting not counts.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. State Man, unders on the winning distance is the angle in the champion hurdle. I suppose we started off the festival brilliantly with really competitive races. We were due a few short ones, and we're getting them on the Friday because Ballyburn is going to be 1-3, 1-4. Now, what a smashing horse he looks like he's going to end up being. Staffordshire Knot, Mirazur West, Jatara, Jimmy DeSoy, and Predator's Gold. We'd be gutted if one of them wins this champion novice hurdle. All right, Ruby, Ballyburn. God, he looks good. And David Casey was on another podcast and he's really excited about him. We all are.
Yeah, look, he was really good at Cheltenham. He was very good at the Dublin Racing Festival as well, PK, when he beat Slade Steel over 2. Slade Steel went to Cheltenham and won the Supreme. He won the Gallagher. And look, he's impossible to oppose. Again, a bit like Stateman. And, you know, these are the ones that are going to heap the pressure on Jack Kennedy from Paul Townend's point of view. You know, he's a couple of big bullets to fire on Friday afternoon and another one coming in the race after in another way. But it looks Ballyburn, Barney trips over PK. He's going to collect and round off a perfect, well, not perfect because Firefox beat him in a maiden hurdle, but an almost perfect novice hurdle campaign.
How on earth did that happen? So this will be, it's likely to be his last start. There's not going to be France or anything. So look, Paul's not going to be thinking I win cozily type thing, just trying to get into the distance issue.
I find it a harder race to suggest because you don't know as much about Ballyburn. When he gave him a squeeze, he opened up and won a long way at Cheltenham. But who's to know whether he'd do that at Punchestown? I wouldn't be into the distance here. You know what Stateman, he only goes to the front and does enough. Ballyburn looks a more honest horse, that's more a flashier type. So yeah, I honestly wouldn't be even thinking that way in this race.
Yeah, well, he opens up himself and he still wins by 13 lengths at the festival. Albeit, Rory, it looks like the form of that Baring Bingham Gallagher novice hurdle doesn't look great, does it, Rory? Even though, obviously, he couldn't have won it any better.
He couldn't have won it any easier, but you just go back to the Brave Inca at Leopardstown at the DRF and look at how the form of that has worked out. It wasn't just Slade's deal he was beaten that day. He had some half-decent horses a long way behind him. Absurd, obviously, went out and bolted up. Next time out, he was only 4th, and Daddy Longlegs was 6th, and he's very much franked the form this week. Both of those horses obviously benefit. Well, I was going to say both of them benefiting from better ground. Absurd was on equally bad ground when he won easily next time as well. So that form has worked out very well, and there's absolutely no denying how good Ballyburn is. If you ask 20 people in the industry who the most exciting horse to look forward to next season is, 19 of them will say Ballyburn, and then I'll say Brighter Days Ahead. But you know, he is a superstar, and there's no point trying to be clever in opposing him here.
Okay, Ballyburn is going to make up a lot of ACCAs. He's going to be about 1-3, 1-4, something along those lines, and he should win and hopefully cap off a great season. The uniquely novice hurdle. Don't know what makes it a uniquely novice hurdle, but that's the title of the 705. And again, Willie Mullins has got plenty in here. And Ruby, you've always teed it up, suggesting that Paul's going to have a great chance with Another Way, who won over course and distance, and he beat a horse called Katina Zapata, who we will have seen run earlier on in the festival. Another Way, another winner for Willie and Paul.
I thought he was travelling really well in APK when he fell at second last at Fairy House. He was a bit disappointed on his first start at Leopardstown, but he definitely stepped forward when he won here. And yeah, look, this race, the conditions of it have changed, and it's taken out the horses that were placed in graded races to encourage them into the novice hurdle. So I think that was a good change for this race. But because another way fell at the second last in that greater race, he qualifies for this. And I think his form is the best in the race. And I think he will be hard to beat as well, yeah.
Okay, even though you've a Cheltenham Festival winner in Lark in the Morning in here who, you know, he won that Boodles Fred Winter nicely. And I know that's a handicap. You know, you're always tricky trying to weigh the two up.
Yeah, and maybe the ground was probably against Lark in the Morning, but obviously you couldn't run another way in a handicap or in the Boodles. But if another way lined up in a handicap off 122 at the Cheltenham Festival, you'd have fairly fancied them too.
Okay, right. Another way, not moving Ruby off that one. Rory, I just mentioned there, Lark in the Morning, obviously, first time after winning the Boodles at the festival. He could be still on the improve. There's a couple of probably horses who we just don't know how good they are. What was your angle into this?
Yeah, I thought Lark in the Morning, given that, you know, we've been told for ages that he needs good ground and he was winning. They had to have a chat about whether they'd run him at Cheltenham at all, and he won well on the deep ground there in the Fred Winter. This is obviously a tougher race on paper, but I think there must be a decent chance that he improves a fair bit for racing on better grounds. So he'd be my pick in the race.
All right, Lark in the Morning then, in what looks a very interesting novice hurdle, that uniquely novice hurdle. We've got one bumper to close off the card. Ruby, who have you got? You've got Fishery Lane in this race.
Fishery Lane, yeah.
Yeah, Brian Drew Silks. We flagged it up actually before Cheltenham at a massive price and ran well.
Yeah, and came from well off the pace in the Cheltenham bumper and stayed on nicely. Drops back into a maiden bumper now, obviously, because he had been second at Thurles to Coco Masterpiece. So, his Cheltenham form suggests he should be good enough to win a maiden bumper. So, fingers crossed he does.
Yeah. Loads of interesting runners, as there often are in Punch 10 bumpers, including Emmett Mullins with one in the Robert Whaley Cone Silks, Melbourne Shamrock. We'll be one to keep an eye on as well. Right, I'm not even going to come to you, Rory, this time, because what I've got for you is there is ITV racing on Friday afternoon at Newmarket as well as Goodwood, which is great to see ahead of their Guineas Festival. There's a few races live on ITV. The first of those will be the brilliantly titled Newmarket Stakes, in which Endless Victory for the Godolphin operation. Should he win this? Maybe it's a Derby trial. Let's make sure he's not a gelding. Make sure he's not a gelding. Oh, he's still a colt. Lovely. Okay, so this could be a Derby trial for Endless Victory, who is likely favoured around about the even money mark. You've got a big sprint or 7 furlong handicap as well. That's going to be wide open potentially again. The Godolphin Operation Noble Dynasty will be favoured there. The King Charles II Stakes. Again, a fancied runner for Godolphin, William Buick. Is there anything that caught your eye in the Newmarket card as well? It's the Jockey Club Stakes.
I'm not sure you're going to get a massive price about Endless Victory in the Newmarket Stakes. It's a race that Godolphin tend to target with good horses. I love the way he did it last time out. The runner-up in that conditions race got first run on him, but he showed a really good attitude to fight back and get on top and get beat Salamanca by a short head. The third horse that day has won by 13 lengths in a similar race subsequently in the Royal Colours. The form looks good, and Endless Victory, although he doesn't have an awful lot in hand on the ratings, you'd be inclined to sort of bump him up a few pounds based on how that form has worked out. And I think he'd be exceptionally hard to beat in that. The next race is a 7 furlong handicap, and there are a couple of interesting ones in that. I'm hoping that Lethal Levi sets it up by going from the front. And I was quite interested in Lethal Levi, but I suspect he'll be winning at York in a couple of weeks' time. He's needed his first run of the season for the last 2 years, but he'll go hard from stall 5. And he's drawn next to Thunderball, who I think will be able to track him through the race and then strike first. The other one I thought had a chance in that was English Oak, who's making a seasonal debut as well. But Thunderball ran well at Newbury in the Spring Cup over a mile. And I think, although he's dropping back to 7 furlongs, I think he'll have this race set up nicely for him and he'll take a fair bit of beating.
Lovely. Yeah, it's a nice card at Newmarket, obviously ahead of the Guineas itself on Saturday and Sunday, where City of Troy, remembered it this time, will go off favourite on Saturday. Can't wait to see him. So watch out for the ITV action, both at Newmarket and Goodwood, but obviously all eyes on Punchtown. Now, best bets on Friday, please. We're kicking off a bank holiday weekend with 2 winning naps. Ruby Walsh, you're keen to go off and join Racing TV coverage. So go on, give us your winning nap on Friday, please.
My winning nap on Friday. There's a load of short ones, but they're not going to make anybody rich. So you can add them all up yourself, PK, to try and make a price out of them. But I think Percival de Galois in the handicap, novice handicap, so we're really hard to beat.
Thank you very much. That 415, he's definitely the horse who caught the ear from both of you. Rory, you also fancy Percival Le Gallois, but what is your nap?
Yeah, well, I'm going to go to Goodwood for one of the televised races there, with apologies for blindsiding a little bit. Dream Composer in the 350 at Goodwood won the race last season. I thought he was a lot better than the bear result when down the field at Newmarket earlier this month. Joe Levy, the £5 claimer, takes over from Dougie Costa. Although Joe Levy's been impressing me recently. I doesn't have a huge number of winners on the board, but he's a good lad who will get the best out of Dream Composer, who looks well treated now, having been dropped £2 for that, effectively £7 lower. I think he will win that and win it well, and hopefully it'll be a price.
Okay, so Dream Composer in the 350 at Goodwood. I think he will be a price, Rory. I think he will get a decent price. Looks a trappy little race. Fair play for picking one out in that race. That is Friday's racing done. Hopefully we've given you a few winners as you head into a very busy weekend, as I mentioned, with the Guineas on Saturday and Sunday. We've also got the Saturday at Punchestown. We'll be back to look ahead to Saturday's racing. And then I'm tapping out. I cannot do any more podcasts, Rory. So are you on the Sunday pod as well? Have you been roped in?
Yeah.
Ah, oh, good man, Rory. Yeah, that train never stops. Good man. So, Rory, you'll be back looking ahead to the Sunday action with Smooth Tom, who only managed sixth on the first day, sixth or seventh? Ran okay.
He had a lot of ground to make up. It's all, you know, I can see why you might want to ride a non-stayer like that, but you can't give Daddy Longlegs a 10-length start, can you?
Oh, no, I think nothing was winning that except for Daddy Longlegs. Right, so best luck with your bets on the Fridays. But as I said, tremendous weekend ahead. Really looking forward to it. As well as that, don't forget, pop into a Paddy Power shop. As I said, stick a tenner double on any of the races at Punchestown. We'll give you a free tenner to play with them, whatever you fancy. Outside of that, Paddy Power Racing YouTube, all the usual notes from producer Mark. We'll be back looking ahead to Saturday's racing. We'll be back again looking ahead to Sunday's racing. And then next week, no rest for the wicked. Jeez, we might even do a Eurovision podcast. Have you been roped into that, Rory?
Not yet, but you know, who knows?
Have you ever had a bet in the Eurovision?
Yes.
Didn't win that.
Saying no more than that.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I've been fairly. There are a lot of inveterate gamblers who think Eurovision is the greatest thing you could ever bet on. So you tend to have a lot of information flying around.
Well, luckily for you, it will get its own From the Horse's Mouth podcast, and maybe even on Paddy Power YouTube channel as well. I don't know if we're going to put it on the racing YouTube channel or we put it on the main one anyway. Probably the racing one, which makes no sense. Listen, have a fabulous Friday, and we'll be back looking ahead to Saturday and Sunday. Enjoy yourselves, lads. Back soon.